I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lauren Robinson, Sports Radio.
Program. I'm Lori Rubinson, talking sports, having fun, talking Juan Soto, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. Paul Rosenberg behind the glass and like the light. You can also hit me up on Twitter at L Rubinson, calling all my peeps who saw me, hung out with me yesterday at the Queens Baseball Convention, met fans. I interviewed Jose Reyes there. Jose Reyes talked about how great it is to be a Dominican-born player playing for the New York Mets. He said, Juan Soto, come to the Mets, get it done. And so it shall be. So it was written, so it's done. I'm stunned, like a lot of Met fans. I'll tell you, wow, it is a new day. It is a new day, a new world in New York City baseball. It is. And it's a seismic shift. What you feel, are the tectonic plates of the baseball universe are moving and reshaping. Yankees have 27 championships. Never going away. Nobody's coming close to that. Okay. But if you remember the 1980s, when the Mets in 1986 won the World Series, the Bad Boys, Keith Hernandez, that whole team, when they won the World Series, and then we thought there would be this great run and multiple titles. It didn't come to be, but that team with their charisma, their character, their swagger, their attitude, and that 1986 title, they were kings of New York. And it was the Mets who owned the city, not the Yankees, for a period of time. There have not been long periods like that in their history. But this, Steve Cohen, when he took over and bought the Mets and the Wilpon days over, this is like a dream, like waking up. This was everything Mets fans that you thought would happen. Now, it has to pay off in a title. I understand. And Yankee fans could be laughing and saying, you haven't won anything yet. And, oh, you overpaid. But here's what's incredible here. Steve Cohen is really the true king of New York because this came down to the owner. And Juan Soto chose Steve Cohen over Hal Steinbrenner. And you can tell me he chose more money. I thought the Mets would win this because what I thought would happen is that Steve Cohen would say to Juan Soto, any offer you get, I will beat it by $50 million. But once the rumors came out, I was fairly confident in Steve Cohen, and I was edge Mets. And then I allowed myself to doubt. In the last, 24 hours, when the rumors hit that Hal Steinbrenner had stepped up and he had met a price that was over $700 million, not deferrals, present-day money, $700 million. When Hal did that, I thought to myself, that's it. Soto got the money, all the money, more money, everything that he wanted. And with that, what's the difference in money? He's going back to the Yankees. He loved the Yankees. He loved the pinstripes. The pinstripes have the mystique, all of that. But what this came down to, yes, is the Mets offer in dollars and average value more than the Yankees? Sure. Mets, 15 years, $765 million. Yankees, 16 years, $760 million. That's a difference. It is. More money to the Mets, more average annual to the Mets? Sure. But when you're talking about those dollars, this is not Hal being cheap at $760 million in a 16-year deal. This is Juan Soto looking at these two teams, Mets and Yankees, and saying, where am I more confident? Am I more confident? Ask yourself this question. If it were you, and this were about winning, are you more confident over the next 5, 10, 15 years with Steve Cohen as the owner, the richest owner in baseball, worth over $21 billion reportedly? Are you more confident in Steve Cohen, David Stearns as the president of baseball operations, baseball decision maker, GM type of person with the Mets, and Carlos Mendoza's manager? Or are you more confident in your future knowing that the architects would be Hal Steinbrenner, Brian Cashman, and Aaron Boone? Where would you be more confident in winning over the next 5, 10, 15 years? And ask yourself this as well, because I think this is the key question and why this came down to the owner. If somebody was going to pay you a contract over $700 million, which team, which owner would you feel more confident would continue to spend? Or put another way, which owner do you think would be hindered from spending because they laid out all that dough on you? And as this went along, there is no doubt that while Hal was certainly not cheap, he stepped up, he spent money, he went over $700 million by report. He did what he thought he had to do to sign Juan Soto. It should have been enough. But where it wasn't is that you had the sense that Hal Steinbrenner each time was taking a deep breath and stretching and reaching and going above and beyond to reach a number and keep upping that offer. One owner doing that, getting dragged up, while the other owner, Steve Cohen, time after time saying, that's fine, they met that, try this. How about that? How about this? I'm just going to keep going higher because I've told you that I will keep going higher, that I will not get outbid. And I've told you that no matter what I spend on your contract, I will keep spending. You have my commitment. There's a reason that the top tax level in the new CBA is commonly called across all of baseball the Steve Cohen tax. It is named for the richest owner in baseball. They thought it would be a deterrent, and he blew right past it, and it didn't faze him. By his actions and his words, Steve Cohen has shown you that he can pay for a player at 16 years and 700, sorry, at 15 years and $765 million, that he can spend $51 million a year on a player, and he can keep spending. And then David Stearns can talk to you about the investment and the player development and the track record and all of that. And oh, by the way, this came down to the owner. But if you are Aaron Judge, an incredible future, Hall of Fame caliber MVP player, wonderful teammate, incredible player. But if you're Aaron Judge and your type of leadership is to lay back and to say, I'm giving him space, and you're not reaching out because you're giving him space, while across town, reportedly, Francisco Lindor communicating with Juan Soto as recently as today, when the decision's being made, last night, today, sometime in the last 24 hours. And I'll give you a couple quotes also, when it comes down to it, and in particular the owner here, and the confidence factor with the owner. Some quotes. Hal Steinbrenner, back in May, said, I'm going to be honest, payrolls at the level we're at right now are simply not sustainable for us financially. It wouldn't be sustainable for the vast majority of ownership, given the luxury tax we have to pay. How is that helpful? If you're Hal Steinbrenner, why would you say that? Why? Don't be honest. Don't put it out there in a season when you need to re-sign Juan Soto. You don't put out there that this payroll is not sustainable. It's there in written. It's in print. You don't think the Mets, you don't think Steve Cohen, they were talking to Boris and putting this under his nose and saying, hey, across town, if they sign you, they are telling you. He took truth serum. He told you this payroll is not sustainable. And then after the meetings happening, when the Yankees and Steinbrenner met with Juan Soto, the quote from Hal Steinbrenner, we talked about our player development system, which I think he was not familiar with, that familiar with. He's asking this of all the clubs, I'm sure. How could he not? Why were you not selling him the whole time? And if this was because Juan Soto wanted to have a relationship with the owner, a close relationship with the owner, the kind of relationship that maybe Aaron Judge has with Hal Steinbrenner, the kind of relationship that certainly Francisco Lindor has with Steve and Alex Cohen, Uncle Steve and Tia Alex, Lindor has that relationship. But Hal, you had him. You had him in the building, and you didn't build that relationship with Soto this year. You just thought that if you spent and were willing to extend, which you were, that it would be enough. But it was not enough. Ultimately, this came down to which owner do you feel most confident in for the next 15 years to be committed to do everything necessary to win. And if Yankees and Mets fans are honest with themselves, if you could pick right now, if it were you, Steve Cohen or Hal Steinbrenner, who are you picking? And that's the insane part. And for years, Mets fans as little brothers and Mets fans, you know, insecure and having the inferiority complex, nothing's taking away the 27 titles that the Yankees have. But goodness, my goodness, today is a different day. Today is a different day. It's now December 9th, but December 8th is the day the baseball world changed. And the Mets are no longer little brother. Just not. Mets won the offseason. Mets won the offseason. Offseason's not the season. We've seen that before. But Juan Soto seems pretty clear with a 15-year deal. By the way, I'm also seeing now, I don't think the opt-out, the first opt-out, I don't think it comes until year 5. So if that's the case, look, What are we saying? We're saying Juan Soto will go into the Hall of Fame with a Mets cap. That's what we're saying. Juan Soto, all those years of his prime, going to go into the Hall of Fame with a Mets cap. Maybe Juan Soto will be the first ever Mets MVP. Mets have never had one. I know Ohtani's sitting out there in L.A., but the world changed. And I apologize, Steve Cohen, that I was so sure. I thought you were the X factor. I thought he was the reason. I thought it would come to be and that Juan Soto would be a Met because of Steve Cohen, because I truly believed he would spend, he would say to Boris, he would say to Soto, I will spend $50 million more than any other team. I'll spend $50 million more than any other team. And that they would then be, that Soto would then be just more confident in this owner. And that's why he would pick the Mets. And I felt that way. And you can even ask, Andy, the Albanian Mets fan, at the QBC, Queens Baseball Convention. I had a bunch of different Mets fans ask me about this yesterday. And I said, truth serum, here's what I really think. I really do think that Juan Soto will be a Met. I said it yesterday. But I said, my goodness, I'm starting to get, I'm like nervous and I don't want to jinx it in believing it. But I believe that. This morning, when I saw the reports of $700 million, I started to doubt. I just thought, the power of the pinstripes. If Hal Steinbrenner's over $700 million, then that's it. Juan Soto got everything he wants. He loved being a Yankee. And he gets to go into the Hall of Fame with a Yankee hat on, Old Timers Day, Derek Jeter, all that stuff. The allure, all of that. Aura Mystique, Yankee Stadium, the bleacher creatures, all of that. He gets all of that, and he gets more than $700 million. Good for Hal Steinbrenner. That's what I thought. I couldn't believe it. With all that, he's going to choose the Mets? And he did. He walked away from all of that, from everything he wanted. The Yankees, more than $700 million. And he walked away from all of it for the package that the Mets were offering, starting with the confidence in this owner, the King of New York, Steve Cohen. And I understand Mets fans, when he bought the team and said a championship in 3 to 5 years, 5 years. And I know there's some Mets fans who had the clock ticking, and you should be embarrassed of yourself.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
By the way, Mets fans who even as recently as this season, before this season went on a run, the beginning of this season, last offseason, when you see Mets fans who make Wilpon comparisons and disappointments or whatever and can't see how different everything was, that this was a plan that this guy put in place, and David Stearns, and all of this, he had to have a little bit more patience than he wanted. It took a little longer. The other owners not necessarily letting him interview and talk to the people that he wanted. It took a little longer. And the other owners putting into place a Steve Cohen tax, doing things to try and hinder him. And yet, didn't work. Didn't work. Steve Cohen gets his man, Juan Soto, a New York Met. And I'm at the point, and now I'll turn it over to you callers and listeners and everybody, but I'll be honest, just to give you an idea where I'm at. So I walk into work tonight, and Paul Rosenberg, you know, hits me up and says, make sure you get in here. We're running double, we're splitting the stations, and we got football on the other one. We got baseball on this one. And he said, you know, come on in. I said, all right. And I get over to the station, and at after hours here in the building when you get in, there's nobody in the lobby or whatever. There's like the one person sitting down there at the desk, some lone guy sitting in there. And I walk in the lobby, and I look at the guy sitting down there by himself in the lobby, and I go, are you a baseball fan? He says, yeah. I go, Juan Soto's a Met. I'm at the point of like talking to strangers. Like, dude, I don't know who you are, but Juan Soto's a Met. Unbelievable. All right, 888-808-1019. You know what? Let's start getting to the phones right away. Matt in Brick, New Jersey. Matt, you're a Yankee fan, I believe. What do you got?
Hey, Lori, it's great to talk to you. I've listened to you for many years, so I appreciate you taking my call. I'm a first-time caller in a long time, actually. Long-time listener, first-time caller. But, you know, I'm excited for you guys across town. I knew this was going to happen. So
did you really?
It's like, no, I feel like Juan Soto, like, he's a generational hitter.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the difference from a lot of the stuff that I've heard of, like, he's not a generational talent. Like, I remember, like, you know, I'm an all-time Yankees fan, so Derek Jeter was my guy growing up.
Yep.
And I was so excited when I heard that we were getting Alex Rodriguez. It, like, this did not feel the same when we got Juan Soto. It was like, you know, like, Aaron Judge is our guy. And I feel like Juan Soto wants his own team. He knew that this was not going to be his place because this is Aaron Judge's team. And it's not taking anything away. Like, I loved having Juan Soto on this team this past year. But the bottom line is, like, we went to the World Series. We lost with Juan Soto. We can win without Juan Soto.
Let me ask you this, though. So let's dissect a few things that you're saying. In terms of losing the World Series with Juan Soto, though, when you look at this, it looks to me like the Yankees went to the World Series and even had a chance in the World Series because of Juan Soto. Like, we all know that Aaron Judge, and by the way, I love Aaron Judge, great player, awesome guy, and I do think at some point he has to relax in the postseason and stop gripping the bat so tightly, but it was Stanton, and in large part it was Soto in terms of you know, if the other guys had held up their end of the deal, maybe the Yankees would have won a World Series.
Well, I mean, well, first of all, Stanton doesn't get the amount of props that he deserves to.
I just said Stanton. Like, I'm saying, I hear you. Stanton, the problem with Stanton is you're not going to win during the regular season with him because you can, but you just don't know how many games he's going to play. But God bless the dude. When he's healthy, he will show up and be a playoff postseason performer. And I think at some point, Aaron Judge is just too good that at some point he will be too. But when it comes to the World Series, to say you can lose with Juan Soto, I think you almost won because of Juan Soto. He was like dragging this team along to that while others were not necessarily coming through as much. All right, thanks. I'm sorry, Matt, to drop you. I just got a full board of people who want to hop on. But I get your point. Look, if you want to say, Yankee fans, by the way, from a Yankee fan perspective, and if this is where Matt's going, Matt wants to make the point that this is a generational hitter, not player, because he's not a great fielder or a great base runner. I think Juan Soto got better as a fielder, by the way, this season with the Yankees. Credit to Louis Rojas, who worked with him, and I felt like his fielding improved. And that's something I think that he's young enough that I think we can see the fielding maybe continue to improve. But even if it does, what are we talking about? Average, maybe? That's the upside? He's not a great fielder. You're right. He is just an incredible hitter. And when you look at him as a hitter, the question is he going to go down in history with the all-time greats? Like, will we talk about Juan Soto the hitter in the category of absolutely, you know, all-time legends of the game hitters? That's the question. And what we'll see play out. But if you're a Yankee fan and you want to sleep better thinking if your owner had spent approaching $50 million a year on Juan Soto, that would have stopped him from making the other moves needed to fill out a complete baseball team over the next decade. You can make that case because it might be true that spending this amount of money, Hal has a budget, and that this amount of money, he certainly, you sign Juan Soto. Look, other guys are coming off the books. You have to get the Yankees. You got to get a first baseman still. You don't have one. So I think they're going to go out and would have. And now even look at it. Will the Yankees now go out aggressively and get a Teoscar Hernandez, a Santander, you know, somebody like that for the outfield? And then will they get a Pete Alonso is sitting out there. That'd be one way to turn around and kind of stick a middle finger to Mets fans if you want to do that. Or I actually really like Christian Walker because he's better defensively. So if it was me and I wasn't worrying about the back pages and PR and any of that garbage and just focused on baseball and winning, I'd probably go out there and sign Christian Walker with his plus defense at first base and his power, a guy I think that would do very well. And then I'd get one of those good outfielders, you know, like a Santander or somebody like that. You go get that combination and you've made the Yankees better. Right there. You made the Yankees a better team. Two players instead of one hitter who might be a little better than the other two guys. Better, you know. But this was a statement. And the beauty of it is, if you're the Mets, is that unlike the Yankees, buying Juan Soto the player does not change the rest of the Mets offseason in terms of their plans and how they'll spend. David Stearns is not a guy who likes signing pitchers who are 30 years old or older to contracts that are 7+ years. That's just not something he's comfortable doing. So whether the Mets got Juan Soto or didn't, I don't think they will be in the market for a Corbin Burns or a Fried, Max Fried. I could see a Nate Eovaldi to the Mets. I could see Walker Buehler to the Mets. Somebody like that, that doesn't cost you a draft pick, that still is a really good pitcher with a good playoff pedigree. I could see that to the Mets on a deal that's, I don't know, 3-4 years, those types of things. That's the kind of thing that he's more comfortable doing. But I don't think Juan Soto, one way or the other, changes the Mets' offseason plans. And that's the incredible part about this new day and Steve Cohen, is that you can sign a player to pay him $51 million, average annual value per season, and you don't have to blink about your budget and your plans. That's the Mets today. That would not have been the Yankees had they signed Soto. Let's go to Dan in Westbury. What's going on, Dan?
How you doing, Laura?
I'm doing just fine. What do you got for me?
I'm sure you're doing really well with Juan Soto signing, right?
Yes, I'm happy. I will confess, I am happy about it.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's a great hitter. He's a great player. But completely overpaid. And I got to be honest, the fact that you're trying to glorify the bag chase. I mean, he would have signed with Toronto if they would have offered him more money.
No, he would not.
Yes, he would.
I do not think so.
He's a bag chaser. He's always been a bag chaser. He doesn't care about winning. He doesn't care about
what do you mean he's always been a bag chaser? This was the one time he's in free agency.
Yeah.
This will be the one time in his... But you can't say he's always. This is the one time.
He turned down the winningest franchise of all of sports over $5 million.
Right, but so that's not a bag chaser. That's a rounding error.
What do you mean?
$5 million. That's like a rounding error. That's money I spit at. This is me. I'm spitting at the money. $5 million. Please, you sound. Oh, Dan. Honestly, it sounds sad. The last guy didn't sound so sad. He's making the point. He says he's a hitter, whatever. And you can say he's not worth it. No one's worth it. Of course you're right about that, Dan. He's not worth it. You want to look at it like that? Nobody, no human on the planet is worth that money. You know, teachers are underpaid. Policemen are underpaid. Like, of course. Like, yes. It's insane, the amount of money we're talking about. But that is the system, and that's what the money will bear. And to call him always a bag chaser, he got offered $440 million when he was like 20 years old, 21 years old, by the Washington Nationals. They tried to keep him. They made an offer, I guess, let's see, if I work back, like 22 years old, whatever it is. They offered him a deal for $440 million, the Washington Nationals. He turned it down. And why would he turn it down? Because he was kind of skeptical there. He had already won a World Series with that team. In many ways, he loved the city, the team. They had, you know, this is where he signed and was brought up and all that sort of stuff. But he was not sure about the owners. The Lerner family has been trying to sell the team for a while now. He was skeptical of the owners. He was worried that the general manager, who obviously has done a good job there in Mike Rizzo, but might be on the hot seat. Same with the manager. He just wasn't sure long term about the Nationals. And obviously Bryce Harper left and other players were leaving, and he was seeing that was probably going to be a rebuild, and he wanted to win, and he wanted confidence in that ownership and the stability of it. And right now, Hal Steinbrenner, when Hal says Juan Soto shows up in spring training with the Yankees, plays a month of baseball in April with the Yankees, and then in May, Hal Steinbrenner says, I'm going to be honest, payrolls at the levels we're at right now are simply not sustainable for us financially. It wouldn't be sustainable for the vast majority of ownership, given the luxury tax we have to pay. Hal told you, this is not sustainable, and that's before he paid for Juan Soto. So Juan Soto is thinking, that's a message. I want the owner who is sitting down across the table from me and saying, I will continue to invest in this team no matter what. I will sign you and continue to invest in this team, in the infrastructure at every level. The Yankees are a first-class organization, and no franchise in baseball will ever catch up to 27 titles. They're the winningest. There's the mystique. There's the pinstripes. There's Babe Ruth. You know, Lou Gehrig. They're the Yankees. Nobody else touches that when it comes to the heritage, the history, Old Timers Day, all of that. And Juan Soto saw all of that, and I'm sure it was tempting. But to say he took the bag and that this is just about money, and that if the Toronto Blue Jays, where you're wondering, you know, with the Blue Jays, are they going to fire the front office? Who might be the manager in a few years? Are they keeping Vladdy Guerrero and signing him? Are they going to be in for a rebuild? What the heck's going on? And by the way, Canada's a lovely country, but do you want to actually move to Canada and play in Toronto? Like, all those things, no. I don't think if these contracts were Toronto with that offer that the Mets made and the Yankees with their offer, we'll never know. But I firmly believe that Juan Soto would be a Yankee right now if the Mets offer was not there. I think there are many things that are attractive about playing for the New York Mets right now. But the number one thing, this owner, Steve Cohen, and the appetite, the hunger for winning, and that no amount of budget, nothing is beyond possibility. That's what we saw today. Steve Cohen won. He's the new king of New York. All right. Phone lines are full. You can also hit it up on Twitter, at L. Rubinson. I will check those out, by the way. We say goodbye to Paul. We say hello to Rami behind the glass. Quick break, right back with your calls.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.